got the wrong agenda. It's March 1st. Now we'll start with citizens' comments while I pull this up. Any citizens' comments? Any citizen comments? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Supervisor comments? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Seeing none, chairman comments? I have nothing at this time. Approval of the minutes from February 1st?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any discussion? View the governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Passes. All right, number 7, a resolution in support of the Intergovernmental Mutual Aid Agreement for Transportation of Chapter 51 Detainees by Wisconsin Law Enforcement from Wisconsin to Lake Behavioral Hospital in Illinois.
Hello everyone, I'm Jennifer Fenn. I'm the newest attorney at Court Counsel. I've been there for about a year. I handle the Chapter 51s in our office. As a lot of you probably know, there's a lot of overcrowding in our mental health facilities, so we have been looking for alternative resources. And that is what brought us to the contract with Lake Behavioral Hospital in Illinois. It's right across the border, it's closer to home. And so this resolution before you is pretty straightforward. It's to allow Wisconsin law enforcement to cross over state lines to Illinois to bring them to Lake Behavioral Hospital. They have to obviously leave Wisconsin, go into Illinois, and drive through the other jurisdictions. And to do that, we have to have this mutual aid agreement approved. The law enforcement in Wisconsin would then retain their authority as law enforcement officers going into Illinois, and there would be no shift in liability in any way. We've already gone through several approvals. It went through DHS. They approved it for the Wisconsin-Illinois law and the comparisons of those two. We went through the Department of Justice. They approved it as well. There's been multiple agencies that have already looked at it and approved it, and the municipalities are going through their own approval process, some of which have already received that. So we're well on our way. But part of this mutual aid agreement is to allow our community members who are in need of mental health services to receive them closer to home, closer to their families. It cuts down on travel time for the law enforcement. It's approximately 4 hours to go up to our state facility at Winnebago. It's only approximately 2 hours round trip to go to Lake Behavioral, so it cuts it in half, which allows them to be on the roads protecting our community and shortening the time on these types of calls that they have. Once again, it creates more beds, which we desperately need in the shortage that we have. Families are closer to their loved ones who are receiving this treatment for pickups and whatnot. They don't have to travel the 4 hour round trip up to Winnebago. So it's pretty straightforward. It's a simple service agreement before you. And if you have any questions, just let me know.
How many beds does this open up?
I'm not sure how many specifically. We're dealing with the contract with Lake Behavioral. I know that they have not limited us as far as I'm aware at this point.
Okay.
And I believe it's about 120 beds.
Okay.
Supervisor Belsky?
I just want to comment and say that when I was chair of Human Services, Carrie and the team did a really great job of presenting what they wanted to do, and there's significant savings in the Sheriff's Department, more than just the 4 hours, because it's staff required to go up there, the number of sheriff's deputies that are required to go. So it would be nice to see at some point how much money we saved in that specific line item once this goes through, but I would encourage everybody to vote yes for this, because I think it's a wonderful thing that Carrie and her team have worked on in making this happen. Thank you.
Supervisor Wimble.
Thanks. Yeah, this is badly needed. I mean, I know it's for a long, long time. My question is, are there any other jurisdictions doing this as well? Like, is Racine piggybacking or any other jurisdiction doing it in the Illinois area that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Okay, because I can see that happening.
I know there's other municipalities up like north that do it through Minnesota,
sure.
But as far as like locally, Racine, whatnot, no.
And is there any oversight then on our end of their facility?
That's in the contract with
okay.
Lake Behavioral.
Okay, so there will be some of that, just in case it's not...
There's things that are mandated, right.
Okay, all right.
And I can speak a bit to the contract. Mm-hmm. I think we will be the first county in Wisconsin that is doing something like that, but we expect others will follow, mm-hmm. because it's a pretty uniform problem. There is going to be a standard service contract. We actually used our standard service contract with Lake Behavioral Health, which is going to have the same kind of reporting requirements and things, just like we have with Winnebago here, sharing of information, protecting confidentiality, mm-hmm. all that type, mm-hmm. type of stuff.
As just as long as there's some kind of oversight. So yeah, I'm definitely in favor of this. It's long overdue, so thank you.
Mr. President Oregon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's a great idea. I've kind of advocated for it myself, but question is, when you say that the law enforcement will still have their responsibilities or will maintain those, but we're not going to be chasing bad guys in Illinois. It's just for our people mm-hmm. only that they maintain responsibility. When that has ended after they admitted them or whatever the process is, they just come straight back. They're not going to be assisting Waukegan or Lake County or anything in any other way, shape, or form?
You
or?
Are correct. Okay. That is written into the agreement as well.
Okay. That's what I wanted to, yes. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
So what happens if they see something?
Well,
just like anywhere else, right?
They would report.
See something, right? Something.
Yeah, and we've had conversations with the Illinois law enforcement agencies too. They're well aware of this and the situation, and that's their expectation as well.
Okay.
So we often go to Illinois for transports.
Supervisor Decker is here. Mm-mm. Ethan Governor, take it. Anything to add from further from the Sheriff's Department?
Motion to approve.
Okay, there's a motion to
second.
Approve. By Supervisor Belsky, second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we know when that contract will be signed, roughly, or finalized?
Well, we're hoping to be able to circulate it this month, so.
And we have gotten some signatures from, I believe, other municipalities that have gone through their approval process. So we'll, once it goes through the county board, we will sign it, and then those parties that have agreed can start transporting. We hope by the end of this month, this is the goal.
All right, moving on. Number 8, resolution from Supervisor Rosa Rodriguez, Ordinance Amendment to Chapter 4, Municipal Code of Kenosha County Civil Service Ordinance. Clara, take it away.
Good afternoon, Chairman, Supervisors, Youth and Governance. Agenda this afternoon is a proposed amendment to the Civil Service Ordinance. The goal of the amendment is to expedite the hiring of former Kenosha County Deputy Sheriffs who resigned in good standing and want to return to our department, and the hiring of candidates who have completed the Law Enforcement Academy as either lateral transfers from other departments or those who are certifiable in the state of Wisconsin. Those in the latter category save the county the time and expense of putting a recruit through the academy. If you are not aware, due to the recent weather conditions, the last 2 weeks, the Finance and Administration Committee meetings were canceled, and this was on the agenda. So their meeting is rescheduled to next Monday, so it's arriving in front of you first. Just before the first meeting of the Finance and Administration that was scheduled for February 16th, we were conducting a final review of that proposed amendment when a question arose about the amendment that is on the agenda for this meeting this afternoon and whether it possibly conflicts with state statute. Corporation Counsel consulted with outside counsel who agreed with our concerns. We believe that the version that's on the agenda conflicts with state law. Therefore, we are providing this new version that I just passed out to you to consider. We and outside counsel believe that it both complies with state law and achieves the original goal to assist the Sheriff's Department in expediting the hiring of former deputies who reside in good standing and certified and certifiable candidates. Because we have county civil service, we are required to hold a competitive exam and hire from one eligibility list using the rule of three, so the top three on that list. Meaning the sheriff appoints new deputies from the top three on an eligibility list. The previous amendment, the one that was on the agenda, albeit simpler, was basically creating two lists, and that was the problem. It also allowed, in the case of former deputies, for their previous passing score to be used. And if we were to change exams, we would no longer have an even playing field among the competitive examination candidates. So that also caused us some heartburn. So if I may, I can walk you through this new version of the amendment.
Can I make a motion to do a substitute amendment?
Yeah.
That means substitute this one for the one in the posted.
Mm-hmm. Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Belsky.
Sure.
Any discussion on that? Need the governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, so 3D1, I'll reference on the amendment. We are conducting, when we are conducting a recruitment for deputy sheriff, we get approval from the Civil Service Commission to post. We then set a date for the exam. This amendment would allow us to run an evergreen job posting for certifiable and certified candidates. So again, either current law enforcement from other agencies looking to move or those who have passed the academy and are ready to be certified by being hired to an agency. So these applicants would sit for the exam on an as-needed basis. This would be the same exam as other candidates. And those who pass it would be consolidated into the current eligibility list based on their test score. Our ordinance allows for list consolidation. Thus, we would only have one eligibility list that the sheriff would appoint. So we believe that solves that issue. So then, 3D3.
Where's 3D2?
We're not changing 3D2.
Okay, so it's still in there, we just don't see
right.
it. Okay.
So if you're referring to the actual amendment, the underlined is new language. Good question, thank you. So a candidate has to have a passing score on the exam to be eligible for placement on the list. That's how that works, okay? Our current ordinance allows for preference points to be applied to their raw passing score. So if a candidate has a passing score on the exam and qualifies for preference points, those then get added to give them a higher ranking on the eligibility list. We currently provide points to veterans, to certified law enforcement in the state of Wisconsin, and current Kenosha County corrections professionals. This amendment would provide additional preference points to a former Kenosha County deputy sheriff who resigned in good standing, and it adds clarifying language for certifiable candidates, as well as for certified law enforcement from outside of Wisconsin who receive reciprocity through the state of Wisconsin.
Question. Quick question. I think we all kind of know what in good standing means, but is there a defined definition that you use for what in good standing actually is, so there isn't any gray area or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I don't, just as long as there's one, I don't mean there.
All right, so then we'll go down to a new F3F6. Once these candidates are on the eligibility list, the amendment allows for expedited hiring by eliminating two steps in our process for these candidates. The MIA, or multiple interview assessment, and the Civil Service Commission interviews. Both of these steps are designed to evaluate a candidate's likely success in law enforcement. By foregoing these two steps, we would expedite the process by 6 to 8 weeks, meaning we can get them out on the road quicker. These candidates will still need to undergo the background investigation, the job traits assessment, which is more in line with a psychological assessment, if you will, and a medical examination. And then we go on to renumber the remaining sections of that.
Is this complete with the amendment that we made? Do we need to have the full Chapter 4 resolution listed in here?
No, because
it can be referred.
We have some court counsel. We have some of the attorneys here. My understanding is we just need the changes, and that's what we have here.
Okay.
It is done sometimes differently, but this is, we just need to see the changes.
I just wanted to make sure, though, because we amended the posted one. Okay.
We didn't amend the posted one, we substituted it.
Substituted.
Yep.
Okay, so if we substituted.
This one is gone, and this completely replaces it.
Okay, but we don't have all of the
right, but this
numbers.
This says amendment to Chapter 4. It doesn't say that it is Chapter 4.
Okay, so. All right, I just wanted to make sure.
It's not superseding Chapter
4.
And this will go to finance, not.
Correct, this one.
Yeah, this will go to finance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Any questions from the committee?
I got to read it a little. Read this since we just got it.
I know Supervisor Belsky asked for the other supervisors. Staff did reach out to myself and Supervisor Rose, so we did know this was going to happen today.
And the sheriff is good with us?
Chairman Nudo is aware as well.
Pardon?
Chairman Nudo is aware as well.
Okay.
Is there anything the Sheriff's Department would like to add?
I mean, we met with HR and court counsel. We helped write the amendments, and we're fully behind it.
Okay.
This will allow for lateral transfers, which is my understanding we don't have now, correct?
Well, we have lateral transfers, but they don't get an expedition in the process or. They did get preference points.
And I think what they're trying to accomplish is we're trying to sort of figure out a way in which, how do we streamline the process? How do we make it somewhat simpler for lateral hires or previous employees while staying within the confines of what Chapter 59 and Chapter 63 say, which is you have to somehow come up with a list, pick off of that list, but how do we try to help it make it easier for people that have worked in law enforcement in good standing or have been employed before? And this is, it's tricky because I think you have to be careful within the confines of the statute, but this is, I think, the best that we can do with that.
Does this alter the contract with the Sheriff's Department at all?
I don't believe so.
No.
Very well, Jacob.
I can add something.
Go ahead.
As you know, we were in favor of the previous one. It was more robust and more expeditious. Our goal here is to be able to go after candidates that we've lost on multiple occasions to KPD and Pleasant Prairie Police Department. We can identify those individuals because we have a lengthier process. So after we met Corp Counsel and HR to talk about it, this was the closest version we could get to. So we are absolutely in favor of it because we want to not miss out on particular candidates.
Sure.
Please don't.
Thank you. Supervisor Wamble?
Just, it may be injured, but what about seniority? So you rehire somebody that has left, they're in good standing, what happens to their seniority?
That is all dealt with in the contract.
It's in there, okay, yeah. So it's covered.
We do have lateral transfers in there.
Committee, anything?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Wamble. Youth and Governance, any questions, any data? All right, committee, anything further? Seeing none, all those in Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
Any other business? I don't believe we have any. And is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Moved by Supervisor Nordigan, second by Supervisor Wambolt. You the governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned 4:37.
This is the old resolution.
You want to look at this?
We just.
Have you been to one?
Can I just take this sheet out and attach it to that? Is that okay?
I used to be on public work. Sometimes it's like, oh my God. Because there's so many different departments you have to go over, and this is. Not always, but most of the time.
The one, so last year I was legislation, we chose those meetings, I don't think I had one longer than 20 minutes.
Really? Oh, that's good. For all of us, actually. Thank you.
The new copy's with it.
Right there, thank you so much.
I